You're listening to a Mash Those Buttons production. Visit us at mashthosebuttons.com.
What is going on, guys? Welcome to Double Tap. This is Mash Those Buttons podcast dedicated to the FGC. I am, of course, your host, Dre, a.k.a. Crash, a.k.a. Sunglasses at Night. Right next to me, I got Mr. Static Gorilla, a.k.a. Static Gorilla, a.k.a. I'm still playing Resident Evil 8 right now. Hurry up and beat it, man.
I'm going to beat it tonight. Talk. Tune in tonight.
Oh, he'll be... Okay.
That's right.
Well, this will come out the next day, but hey, you should go ahead, follow.
Tune into the Static VOD Gorilla. Tonight. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, there you go. Static Gorilla on Twitch. Go follow him there. So, we will be your host for today's episode. This is, of course, Double Tap number 218, recorded on the 3rd. The 10th.
Wow.
That was last week.
Yes, it was.
Last week was the 3rd. On the 10th of May, 2021, to be released on the 11th. And we've got... If I were to sum up what today's show is going to be, it's going to be like a pretty normal show. You know, we got some updates, we got some character trailers. Then we're going to go into some degeneracy by the end of it.
I'd say it's somewhat of a classic.
It's going to be the classic.
The classic.
That we're getting into. I'm actually very excited when we get to our folks attack. That's going to be what a big part of today's show is going to be all about. But like I said, we do have some updates for some games that came through, some news there. And of course, we actually have some shout outs. But before we get into those, real quick, for those that are new, you are tuning in to, of course, a podcast dedicated to everything and anything in the fighting game community. And for those that are returning, thank you for the 2 quarters for the extra credit this week. Make sure to go follow us at Double Tap FGC on Twitter. All right, so let's get right into the shout outs that we wanted to bring up. This is really a quick shout outs to the moms of fighting games, to your number one lady, of course, because Mother's Day did just pass. And I figured, why not? You know, we throw out a couple of the names of the fighting game moms that we know that are out there. So I just put a couple characters down. If you want to throw any ones that you don't see on there, Static, feel free to throw it there.
But, I was trying to think of some. You got.
It was kind of tough. When I sat down, I was kind of like, "Huh, who's the mom?" Because everyone looks 14. You know, right? They don't look their age half the time. So some of the ones I want to give a shout out to, we got Sea Viper, of course. You know, kind of. Almost flew under my radar that Sea Viper was a mom. Sindel, of course, the mom that's had more retcons in her story of being a good or a bad mom that right now we don't really know at this point. Yeah. Jun Kazama, who's completely MIA in Tekken 7. Shout outs to Commander, who, if that character does ever come out for Tekken 7, he will main her all day because he used to be a Jun main. Sofitia, Vanessa, maybe she'll get announced in KOF 15. We'll see if she's gonna box her way into victory. She's just a normal housewife that's just also a boxer, you know.
Vegeta punch.
You got 9, of course, from Blaze. Kind of under the radar. Not a lot of people remember that she is a mom. I forget the character's name though.
Yeah,
it's that half cat girl, right?
That's Alkaka.
No, the other one. That's a professor, or a scientist, or whatever
in the story.
Yeah, because the dad is the cat.
Or you mean Kokonoe?
I think that's her. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, so that's her mom.
Broken away, actually.
Yeah, she was pretty busted. Of course, Dizzy. Once again, 14-year-old looks, you know, but it's actually a mom. Sin's mom.
You forgot Eliza, Ken's wife.
That is true. It's just because we don't, like, you know, it's funny. It's like, because honestly, of all the characters here, also in Mama Kangaroo, which is, you know, Roger Jr.'s mom, where Roger Jr. is actually hanging out from when he's punching people in Tekken, is that. These are, like, actually, out of all the characters here, except, you know what? Sorry, I'm going to take that back. Vanessa and Eliza are really the only ones that their kids are not playable. Like, Vanessa's kid or son, right?
Oh, forgot Viper Cetrion. As well,
technically Viper. Yeah, Cetrion. Yeah, how to forget Cetrion? That is true. That is very, very true. The mother of all, right? Mother of all beings outside of the one.
Are there any other NRS ones?
She's such a bad mom. Sonya, technically. Sonya's a mom, Sonya, right?
Cassie Cage,
you play Cassie Cage, right? Sonya. A late addition to the mom role.
Yeah. R.I.P. That's Jackie's mom. Jackie Briggs' mom.
Yeah. I think that's it, honestly. Like, off the top of my head, these are the ones that just kind of peaked. I'm not sure who else we would put on there, really. But those are the ones I want to give quick shout-outs. I would say Chun-Li is kind of like a surrogate mom, especially with that little girl from Third Strike where she, like, watches over her like crazy. It's very mom-like.
Like Tifa. Yeah.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Kind of get that
Denzel.
Feel. Not really. Yeah, exactly. Not really a mom, but
oh, wait, we're not
mom.
Supposed to talk about having children. That's right.
What's wrong with having children?
I don't know. People say, "Oh, don't bring it up." It's not.
Having children's fire. I don't care what.
I agree. Says. Listen, I agree. I just thought, you know, let me stop.
That joint was selling cell phones and everything for us. All right, so. Yeah. Let's get into it. Remember that cell phone? The homie Cloud pulled it out.
Water.
Like, and then it could turn into a video camera. I was just like, oh my God.
Oh, wow. A cell phone that could turn into a video camera.
Fucking crazy. Unheard of. All right. So what was heard of, though, is that we got two new characters finally. Or not new characters, but we got a new announcement. So we got the Invincible Dragon. And I think it's like, what, the Hidden Tiger? I think that's Robert's.
Roberto.
Yeah. But anyway. The dragon Ryo Sakazaki, and then Robert is what is it? The Whirlwind? Oh, the Raging Tiger. The Raging Tiger. Yo, the pencilist of stashes. Straight gotten, Johnny Depping all got, over everybody right now.
He's gotten so much more Espanol since like yeah, the first he got, iterations he got, of the games.
The brother, he looked like he finally got his first serving of some rice and beans, and then just went full send on it.
He took the
my
whole
man's got
Garcia.
Some, he's got some tostones in his diet now. That's why he's so big.
Oh, my God.
But, yo, first of all, like, I just want to address this. They're buff as shit. Like, I don't know what's going on in the video game world. Everyone's working out. Soul's, like, huge as shit. Chip's huge as shit. Zato is huge as shit for some reason. I guess it doesn't stop there. They're all these guys are just working out. So, Ryo and Robert. I mean, Ryo kind of was already a little bit, like, beefy. But, like, he's... His arms are like on some Chris Resident Evil 5 melons ridiculous. The size of biceps, right? Like he's kind of buff. And Roberto's like, Robert, he's looking like his forearm. Actually, looking at this right now, his forearm is kind of big. That's how you kind of normally tell like how big someone's like arms are. If you can't see their biceps, you look at their forearms. That's like at that giveaway. His forearm is fucking huge.
His forearm is bigger than his legs. Makes no sense.
Yeah, and he kicks. That's what doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Oof. All right. So, yeah, this trailer started off with just like already showing off you know, the characters, what they can do. Also game mechanics that we haven't been privy to yet.
Yep.
I'm not sure if you've like sat down to and it's funny, I keep looking at this and I'm like I see the kicks that Ryo does and I'm like, "Oh my God, that's Dan's move." I keep thinking of the lore. I'm like, "No, it's the opposite."
No.
Dan was a joke on these characters. Yep. That was Capcom's way of putting
and that's why
like, of cracking
they
jokes
released
to
them
that.
Both out on this one. I'm sure.
Mm, yeah, right?
To throw so? It back at them. Anyway, okay. They got focus attack type of skills and it's not like a CB like a what's that called? Not CD. I'm sorry, it's not like a CD or a blowback. It's legit like looks like
you
a
get
focus a
hit arm. You get armor, and then you're gonna crush. You can crump in the air. I think it's like you can get a wall bounce, and on the ground you get a crumble or a crush, where you have a free hit afterwards. Very similar to focus attack, for sure.
Right.
So this is the first time we're seeing those mechanics. Very interesting. Obviously, it looks like they should be using some sort of meter. I want to say because like you're seeing the particle effects happen, or that could just be a presentation to it, like. Just to show, like, oh, he's doing it, so maybe you could react as the attacker. But
yeah, that'd be a cool mechanic to react to the reacting of that move. But what is this, Killer Instinct? Ooh. Or like when I saw a video today of a V shift activating on a V shift, like that was kind of sick. Yeah, it was Brian F versus Sabin, whatever his name is. Mm. Anyway. But I think that's I like the video. I like how they look. I think Ryo, like you said, is a little too buff for my taste. Especially considering coming from like my CVS2 background and you know other games, like he's definitely huge, like Akira huge.
Yeah, he's definitely juicy.
Now somebody noticed, they were like, "Oh man, he can combo off of you know overhead," and I'm like, "Well, I don't think you were actually able to. In other games, in the last game, you were able to do overhead into HD or whatever it is, the max into max cancel.
Yeah.
Or just whatever the mode is that you can do.
Dream HD cancel?
Mode? No, HD mode or whatever. I don't know. But you were able to do it into that whenever you did an overhead. Mm. Now, you can always combo a target combo into overhead. You know, like if you did, let's say, I don't know, Kenzo has crouch light kick into 6P or something, mm-hmm. or other characters that have something that goes into an overhead type move, you were always mm-hmm. able to cancel because the second hit wasn't an overhead. You know what I mean? So yeah, that's always something that was there. So there's a point in the trailer where he does it, but it's looking, I like that this trailer shows legit gameplay. Like, it doesn't feel, it feels natural.
It isn't just like natural. Supposed to be cinematic, right? Like, this is a match, that this is how a match could be played out, right?
And we saw this, what, three, four trailers ago with Terry, the Terry trailer. But in this one, it was like a full match, how things might go in a regular match.
It was, even it was two characters, right? Mm-hmm. It was two characters. So they had to show off both characters. So you kind of get that feel. And with these two characters, funny enough, being announced, we got the answer that we were asking before. It's like, well, King, Yuri, and Mai are clearly not going to be Femme Fatale. So I think I even stated, I was like, there's a chance that when Ryo and Robert get brought out, that it'll be Art of Fighting team. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, that's the team that King's rocking. This is team mature at this point right now. Everyone here looks so mature. Look like everyone in here probably has a mortgage, got some bills to pay, you know, got some things, some real grown up life stuff going on right now. Robert looks like he's got 8 kids from like 3 different girls. Anyway, so we got that announcement. I'm digging it. I'm not surprised these characters were gonna be on the block to come out. So not really too surprised. But like I said, those mechanics. Very interesting as to seeing how they're kind of forming it. It looks fun. I'm not going to lie. Like, I mean, KOF always looked good, but playing KOF and then just looking at it are two very, very different things.
I was thinking
two like, very different things
with so many trailers. I mean, this is trailer 16 and 17 already. Now, they wouldn't bring up the idea of like only using one team. You know what I mean? Since they're pushing this team basics and you know, shatter expectations. You think it'll still be like, are they aiming for 3v? Well, I mean, I don't know. I just wondering how their team dynamic is going to be. Like, are they going to keep it strictly 3v3? And are they going to improve load times? Because I think that takes away a lot from players when they're playing, like, load times between matches in a 3v3 style. Or even, like, are they going to restrict us to just this team and you order it how you want, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's definitely gonna be, I like how they did it in 14 where in between matches you could just swap. I think you could, right? You could swap in between match, or maybe you had to go to character select.
Well, when you had to rematch, you could reselect it.
You could select
if you wanted a team swap or if you wanted to go all the way to character select.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought that's just tournament rules. I thought that was something that was already integrated in the game.
It is. Yeah, you can choose if you want to.
Oh, yeah, it is. No, yeah. You're right. Okay. I mean, you should follow through with that. I don't see any reason why they wouldn't have that here.
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying, like, It would be going backwards if they would only restrict you to picking just one team. You know what I mean? Just Ryo, King, and Robert. So I think that's actually the wrong idea. Oh, I forgot to mention. Going to Guilty Gear real quick. There is the beta this week. However, did you see the commercial that they threw out in Japan?
That was legit, right?
I think so.
That was the legit commercial?
Yeah.
Let's see if Ruffelmonger has
Guilty
this one
Gear! Up. It was right at the start.
Oh my God. And first of all,
people are memeing it up.
She is way too excited. Bro, I play Guilty Gear and I don't know if I'd be that excited. Get yourself a girl that gets. Yeah. If you can get a girl that can get that excited over Guilty Gear,
have you seen this trailer or this commercial?
I think I have. I thought it was a joke at first. Then I looked into it and I was like,
"Well,
what?"
Every time I saw it, it was a joke because somebody was either putting Marvel on it or
that's what I'm saying. That's what I saw at first. I was like, "Oh, they're memeing it up. It's not real." But no, it was actually the commercial.
Yeah, and like that's legit. TV.
Yeah, I mean, how much? They can't have just like filmed this for this, right? Like this, that has to be a green screen, and that they're just superimposing the footage in it, right?
Know.
Like there's no fucking way. Because I feel like Daisuke would be like, "Yo, it needs to get really weird. Like blood needs to start coming out the walls. Like they need to now be in a concert. A lot of leather.
It is not metal enough." That's been my problem from the start. It was not metal enough. Have you seen that guy playing there? Look at these guys enjoying themselves in their dark rooms.
First of all, girl.
She's enjoying story mode.
Hold up.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, at first, I was like, hold up. Where else is the controller? Okay, the controller's there on the left. She's got her...
She's enjoying story mode with boba tea.
Couple treats. Yeah, boba tea. She's got the dream catcher on the right, I guess.
Is that okay. That cat...
What we're seeing Lost Soul on stage.
Yeah, Lost Soul made it into a commercial.
Lost Soul made it. Shout out to Lost Soul, by the way.
I feel bad for the player, too. We don't know who his name was.
Yeah, sorry, bro. Oh, my goodness. This is... Yeah. Yeah, I seen that ad. That ad was... I love the memery of it, though. Yes. The memery is what really keeps... It's what really keeps me awake. It's what really puts the battery on my back. But besides that ridiculous ad that went off, the beta.
Yes.
This week, if you're under a rock and you have not heard this shit from us enough, 13th, beta's live. Make sure to go. I think the client is available to download now on PSN. I think I saw that somewhere on Twitterverse. I got to double check to make sure my client is good. 13th through the 16th. Bro, I'm off. I took 13th to the 16th, off those and that entire time. Castlevania Season 4 comes out, and the new J. Cole album drops that weekend. I am going to have a ridiculous weekend. Wow. I might just be streamed the entire time. I might just stream 24 hours of Strive. We'll see. Okay. I don't know if it's going to be on this channel, I might just stream somewhere.
I'll show up somewhere.
But man, if you haven't, Guilty Gear Strive this weekend. Since it's beta, I don't know if this is open beta, right? This isn't just general public. I believe you have to have the Ultimate Edition or Deluxe Edition pre-ordered.
I think it's
if
open.
If not,
it's always been.
If it's open,
it's always said open. Yeah,
has it always been open? I'm confusing that with the extra days you get beforehand. Mm-hmm. Regardless, if you haven't gotten your copy, get your copy now. They got dope ass colors. You know they're doing it right. Get yourself a couple extra days of playtime beforehand, and we get to play some Ino and Anji. That's the main thing. Ino and Anji, and you know, better netcode, even better netcode adjustments on the lobbies. And overall adjustments on characters. So we're getting something that's most likely even closer to the final product. Go put the time on the calendar. Make sure to go play. This is your time. We are T-minus. After this, we will be T-minus less than a month before the game comes out. Also, just be ready to do fill out feedback forms afterwards.
Surveys.
They already talked about things like, your surveys, because they already talked about things like crossplay. It's in their pipeline. They just want to get the game to a good spot first. That's fine. As long as the netcode's good, I'm okay with it. Just let it rock. Beta this weekend, 13th. Go make sure you have the time. Or I hope you have the time, 13th to the 16th. This is just your PSA. This is just your PSA. If you missed out, you got nobody else to blame but yourself.
Yeah,
we've client, said it damn near every week.
Client available for download May 7th. Open beta number 2 starts on the 13th at 20 hours. That is PST time, PDT time. EDT is 22. So that's 10.
8 o'clock.
10.
8 o'clock. No.
What? 10 is 22. 20. For some reason, it's different.
22.
Here.
Oh, I think it's at 20. Yeah, 22.
Or just go to their website, but that's okay.
Yeah.
What do you have for us now?
It's there.
Yeah, the website.
So we've got another character that's been revealed. This time, Skullgirls, Future Club, Hidden Variable, and Autumn Games dropped the next teaser. They obviously show a bunch of different characters, like, who's going to be up next? And it turns out it's going to be Umbrella, who is, for those who don't know the lore, this is Parasol's little sister.
You can hence see
the similarities because of, A, the weapons, and because you hear Parasol talking. She's been around for quite some time. Her little idol animations and such have been around for a minute. But it looks like she's actually going to get now her a release. She's going to be playable. So that's really the announcement. There's not much else. They just showed off the little animations that they do have done for her. She's coming 2021. Haven't stated if it's fall, if it's winter, or whatever. Man, this thing is chopping up.
Are they crossing any other characters into it?
Like
from other franchises? I remember some sort franchises? Of announcement of sorts.
That I am not sure. Honestly, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised now.
Yeah, really, or like a guest character. I mean,
it would be sick. I would love to. Any guest character they put in here would automatically already look really awesome and unique just due to the way Skullgirls looks. Like Skullgirls is an amazing looking game. Animation wise, everything about it. Like that. This is why I rank Skullgirls like always. Like it's either Darkstalkers or Skullgirls when it comes to like best 2D animated games. In fighting games, like ever, like those two, like there are still Darkstalkers still has animation frames in there that I'm not aware of. That I'm just like, oh wow, they went the extra mile to show you that. Like, the amount that they did there. Skullgirls is right there.
I don't know. KOF has been pretty good with their animations, too. And then you're talking about Dragon Ball.
I'm talking 2D, though.
Yeah, Dragon Ball's 2D is like, cell-shaded, but not really, but the models...
it's 3D. Fighters is 3D. Guilty Gear is 3D. You can't count any of those. You can't count. This is straight 2D.
All right, so what about Guilty Gear Accent Core and XX and all the way from Dreamcast all the way up? I think that was...
There are very unique animations and styles, but I don't know what it is. It looks great, but the animations, I think those two other games...
not as fluid?
...the cake. Like, look at the idle animations for some of these characters.
Oh, yeah.
They will beat out.
Oh, yeah.
Like... Entire animation sets of certain characters.
Filia's hair animation is really dope.
It's kind of wild. Like, so you can't really like compare it to. It's all about that MVC2 influences Skullgirls. Yeah, absolutely. Like, also, you know, MVC2 was a heavy influence to that. Maybe I'm a little biased there, which I'm surprised you're not being so biased, G.
About what?
About Skullgirls in general, because it is like basically an MVC2, not clone, but it definitely took a lot of notes from it.
Yeah, it's that I haven't been interested since 2012.
Been a minute.
I haven't played. What? Yeah, exactly. I used to use what? Peacock, Filia, and Cerebella?
I think I was last time I played it was before even Beowulf was a character. So that was quite some
same
time ago.
I remember I was playing when they were 8.
Yeah, I remember. I remember the OG 8, yeah. All right, so speaking of OG, Street Fighter V. Capcom Pro Tour West.
If you haven't watched it, go watch it. And we're about to reveal.
Yeah, spoilers in 3, 2, 1. Nephew took it. I didn't actually get to watch the Grand Finals because I got to watch two of the... I honestly don't know how Grand Finals ended up being, but what people are talking about the most are definitely the two matches before, which was Samurai and Commander Jesse in Losers Semifinals, which literally... like, I cannot, like, it went all down to a high or low block on the last hit for both characters on the last round of the last match. And Commander Jesse, Dawson player, went for the yoga snipe, you know, just up back with short to get an overhead. And Samurai read that joint and blocked high and won the match. It was so hype. Unfortunately, it killed the Dawson dream. For Dawson making it into like qualifying for CPT, but damn, like we're talking, that was that block was the block that everyone felt around the world. It was like one of those.
Yeah,
like it's definitely going to be you know talked about for quite some time. That block was just ridiculous. But all the matches with Samurai were good. Samurai and Mira were good. Mira definitely was turning on the Lara, like. I'm sure you probably want... You need to go take notes, man, because I know you play Lara.
Well, Mira takes notes from Eli the Curry. I always knew Mira as a Ibuki player.
That is true.
So, I don't know where her Lara skills came from, but I'm pretty sure Eli really, really took her to school with it. To the Lara school.
Give it a notes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
So kudos as well. I did see the tweets of sadness. I felt bad. But Nephew's been also putting in work. With Colleen, no less. You know, Colleen is a character who's
Standing fierce, baby.
Yeah. Gone through some iterations, strong V's trigger too. That's never really gotten the nerf that it needed to. It's kind of hard to nerf something when you've made it really good. I haven't watched. I'm going to probably check it out and see what I can learn, of course. Nephew's been good since he came here for the Red Bull events. I remember him coming out here. And he took the time to learn up with Punk and roomed with the right people and took West Coast. So kudos. I did look up the rest of them, and East Coast is not until like July. And then the following East Coast one is over in January. So...
yeah,
it's
gotta be some time.
Look through that stuff too.
Gotta be some time. In the meantime, though, we're gonna take a look at some randoms of the FGC. Like I said, guys, there wasn't a whole lot of game updates really. So we're actually gonna take a look at a posting by Pepe Cool King Jr. Over in the, I believe it was the Fighters subreddit. Posted up about April. I know we're kind of like almost to May, but something we tend to look at is these are the Steam averages.
We're in May.
I know I said we're in May. This is for the end of April.
I thought you said almost in May. I'm like, bro, we are.
No, we're almost 2 weeks, like halfway through May. Oh, yeah, okay, we're definitely in it.
I'm like, boy.
So these are the top 30 games that were posted up about it. So we have Anniversary Collection kind of staying at 61 players last round that are live 5, 67. Melty Blood, it's actually gone up about 13%. Cross Tag is up another 5% at 74. KI. Dropped down a little bit, a quarter, unfortunately. It was in the triple digits. Might be just a slow month. Power Rangers, funny enough, half.
Like, yeah,
half,
that's going to go up this year. That's going to go up this month with Ryu coming
right?
out.
Is it the DLC should be hitting, right?
Yeah. And Chris DLC G and F-Champ putting it in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going
to
be going.
Okay, so we're expecting to see the stocks for Power Rangers Battle for the Grid go up. So buy into those stocks now. Mm-hmm. Them's Fighting Herds, holding strong at 24. Funny enough, MK9. Was still getting rocked.
Yeah, you know it's funny.
The 23rd spot.
Deoxys actually. Oh no. Never mind. A new. Keep going. I'll talk about the other X. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was KX. X. Yeah. I know which one you're talking about. Yeah, I saw that because I was that killed. Yeah. I was like tripping out too.
Exactly.
14. I played it like 3 times, so I can really look at the combo and be like, he did. I was like, holy shit.
Same. Yep. Punch Walk. Anyway. Right, I don't know why I wanted to say Punch Walk Supreme, but yeah.
Punch Walk, baby. Undernight sticking at 21st. Injustice, OG Injustice number one at 20th. Injustice,
that's good.
Ultimate Marvel right above it at 19.
I'm not surprised with that because people are playing through Parsec.
Yes. Mm-hmm. More people are playing through Parsec, mm-hmm. so not as many users have to be on the accounts. Right. They're just sharing one single machine. So numbers are a little skewed there. Ultimate Street Fighter 4, though, I guess it's still being used up. Dead or Alive 6 at 17th. King of Fighters 2002. 16th place, holding it down.
Oh, yeah.
Blaze Blue CP, 15th. It's actually gone up about 20% increase on Blaze this month, or last month, excuse me. Mm. Grand Blue, of course, with Eustace dropping it all. It's going to see a bump as well. Shout out to Diaphone, by the way. He ended up just winning NLBC with Eustace the past weekend. He has posted up his combo guide or his overall guide to the character. So if you don't subscribe to him, make sure to go subscribe to Diaphone. Good guy. The dude really puts in the work.
You know, did he used to use Seth in Street Fighter, by the way?
I actually don't know what
Diaphone did before. I got to ask him because I remember there was a dude that beat me up really bad once. And I was like, wait a minute, I think that was him. I should have asked him when he was on the show. Go check out that episode too. Who's next?
KOF 13th at 13th place.
Oh,
Soul Calibur 6 at 12. Skullgirls at strong 11. Then we're getting to the top 10. Guilty Gear, Revelator. So that's obviously Rev 2. It's up 54%. People are clearly playing. But Plus R up 38%, taking a 9th spot over Rev. I mean, Plus R, I think, is a little bit more fun. Injustice 2, people still rocking it. 8th place with 522 average. These are all averages, by the way, guys. MKX, 717. Rivals of the Aether, 773. It's a little bit down, but Dragon Ball FighterZ over 2. This is where we get the biggest jump. 773 to 2,535 average players for fighters is actually up 37%. That was in due, of course, because of Super Saiyan 4 Gogeta, I believe, dropped last month. So those numbers are going up. Street Fighter 5 actually were below the percentage, but I think when did Rose drop?
At the end of the month.
Mm-hmm. It was at the end of the month? Okay, so I don't think we're going to see that rise really that much until, like, if we look at these same numbers, we're probably going to see Street Fighter V be a little bit higher on the average count. Yeah. Mortal Kombat 11, actually down 34%, which, damn, 30, like, that's about 1,100 or so. Actually, over that, it's like probably 1,500 users over last month, which I'm really wondering why that happened. Tekken 7 is up 4% out of over 5. Maybe it was the movie, but the movie just dropped. This is from last month. Who knows? So, and then Tekken is up 4%, up at 5,553 users average. That's 5,553 users. Maybe potentially some Lydia being a reason why we're going up there. She did drop last month. And then we got Brawlhalla at 28,606 at just a 2% drop off rate, but I mean 28,000.
What is happening? Is that I don't know. I know.
I believe Brawlhalla just announced too, like some sort of Parsec Brawlhalla event.
But there was the Kung Fu Panda event, release. Is it free?
Valhalla, I believe, is free.
Oh, then that's why.
Yeah, that definitely helps get in the hands so a lot of people don't have to drop 60 bones, play some characters. But I believe, is it Brawlhalla? Oops, can't spell. Brawlhalla Parsec Tournament? Is that what I saw? Maybe it wasn't. Maybe I'm just tripping. I know I saw it somewhere. Somebody teamed up for some sort of Parsec tournament. It was like $20,000. Looked pretty good. I was like, okay, it's pretty fire. All right, so Twitter. We tend to keep an eye on some of our favorite developers here. This one was actually coming from Ed Boon, who posted up on the 6th, which of these fighting games needs to make the return the most. He then posted up between four games, Def Jam, Killer Instinct, Primal Rage, and of course, Virtual Fighter. Virtual Fighter, technically, I believe, is already going to be making a comeback. They have announced the Virtual Fighter Esports, and I'm pretty sure there's going to be a game coming out for it. Primal Rage. Yeah, there's definitely been nothing. Killer Instinct, we don't know. And Def Jam, we definitely don't know. But the people do know is that they want to jam. And we're not talking Windjammers. We're talking Def Jam. 46.5% of 131,000 votes. Let's do some quick napkin math real fast. That is about, I don't know, 60-something thousand people. Let me make sure I get that right. Let me bring up the calculator. 131,203 times 0.465. Damn, 61,009 1/3 of a person, I guess a midget, voted for that. 61,000 people off the rip want to see Def Jam come back, which would be awesome. I think Boss Logic went ahead and posted up some of his awesome work. We took a stroll down Ed Boss Boone's Logic. Twitter. Yeah, there we go. Mm-hmm. Did some Def Jam World War. This is all concept art. You know,
who,
this is obviously.
Who's the developer for Def Jam? Was it THQ and Yuke's?
EA Big.
EA Big. Really?
What? It was Big.
No way.
I believe it was Big. It was EA. I know that.
Oh yeah, yeah. You're right. EA Sports Big. Look at you. Oh wait, no. Oh, wait, no. 3D action video game published by EA Games, not Big.
Okay, but it was EA. I know it was EA. I wouldn't be surprised if EA Big had some, like whoever worked on in EA Big has something involved with that, because EA Big, that part of the studio who was headed by, I cannot remember the gentleman's name, but he was really big into hip-hop. That's why we got things like Street. SSX series. We got Street, the Street volumes. Uh-huh. That's why there was a lot of hip-hop,
NFL
a lot of
Street,
that.
NBA Street.
And yes, we had all of that. That Bonafide was coming because in the house, of his baby. Want for it. And Def Jam, I wouldn't be surprised, was also a part of that. But yeah, Def Jam World War and Def Jam Fight for New York Remix. That would be sick. Be amazing. That character, the Unknown Warrior, is actually technically... There's a tier list for characters out there. Mm-hmm. If you weren't aware, there's a tier list for Def Jam characters. See if I can find it real quick, because some of them are just straight up banned. I didn't even know there was a competitive scene for it.
Def Jam Vendetta was EA Big, I see here.
Oh, okay. Yep. Here we go. Def Jam... Fight for New York. Here's your tier list. XX Exhibit. He's just straight soft banned. Banned characters are Sticky Fingers, Suspect, Karma Electra, Red Man, Snoop,
oh my gosh,
Bubba Sparks, and Cindy J. and then you got, like, I know, right? Who would have got? Worst character in the game, Masa. No positive traits whatsoever. It's in the bottom right. That's hilarious. But then there's like a whole slew of A character tiers, A plus. You got Bone Crusher, 9. You got Joe Budden, S tier. You got Nori, Bless.
I have a
Bless,
new love for this game nowadays, because when I was a kid, I didn't like it because, you know, I would, if I couldn't bring it home to my dad to see us playing, I wouldn't have played it.
Dude, this game was fire. I spent so much time in this.
I can just
I
see.
I always got the whip. I always remember getting the whip, beating.
Ice-T is low tier.
And someone else. Ice-T is A tier. That's all. There's a whole lot of people in there. Apparently Memphis Bleek is down there. Luda, S plus tier. David Banner, Fat Joe, Slick Rick. Where's Flavor Flav? I don't remember if Flav was... I don't see.
Is that NY? I'm sorry, Vendetta?
No, Flavor Flav was in Fight for New York. Okay. Like, everybody was in Fight for New York, except for... I think it was like two or three characters of the original Vendetta never made it to Fight for New York.
DMX,
they were unique,
is in
original
Vendetta.
Characters. DMX should also be in Fight for New York. Maybe he's not. actually.
I don't know.
Yeah, because it's funny. I don't see Ghostface in here, and Ghostface is definitely in Fight for New York. Yeah. Gonna have to double check some of these characters. This actually doesn't... Maybe there's more than one page. I'm just only seeing one. But anyway, yeah, Def Jam, you know, the people said it. They want it. We want it. It would actually be fucking amazing. I think it'd be a bit of a copyright, like, nightmare, kind of like MVC2. Oh, like, God. That's why MVC2 was what it was, right? Because of copyright holders change all over. Some people own this character. Others own this character. You can't... They have to make an agreement between so many entities, and we're talking about multi-million dollar artists and labels, and yeah, it gets real foggy, and yeah, Def Jam doesn't... I don't know how far Def Jam's like ownership goes on artists nowadays to be keeping it 100. I just don't know.
I kind of fear stuff like this because of the expectation, trying to meet an expectation, and then when we get the game, it's crap. Sort of like Mighty Number 9 type deal.
It's what the last Def Jam was like. It was ass. I forget what it was.
What was it for?
PS3.
Oh.
It was that generation. It was horrible. Yeah, you could like scratch and like blow like the background up and stuff, but it was like garbage. It was just like not fun.
Like Def Jam Icon or something?
Time to get Sakurai to make Def Jam then? Yeah, you know what? Fuck it. Get everybody in here. We'll get everyone is here. Bitch. There you go. That's all you got to say it. All right. So, yeah, we'd love to see a Def Jam make a comeback. That would actually be amazing. You know, I'm biased. I'm a big fan of hip hop. So that's right up my alley. All right. So with that, we've got another quick posting. This is, of course, from another poster from subreddit. It's on the R Fighters FG anniversary. Shout outs to you. You always post this up. Not always. Sometimes there are weeks where it doesn't get put up. But this is week 19. We got a couple of anniversaries that are going on this week. Like today, on the 10th of May, King of Fighters Evolution released on Dreamcast for North America. Yo, I just got a magazine, Next Gen magazine, from the Video Game History Foundation that is legit from October 1999. And it was like, the headlines was like, "Will Shenmue make you stop playing PlayStation 2? I was just like, what? this is what we're... And then the game's in the title, like, what games are inside? Final Fantasy VIII for PlayStation. N64 has Quake 2. We have Sonic and Mortal Kombat Gold on Dreamcast. I was like, damn, this was 22 years ago.
Thanks.
Thanks. Sorry.
Thanks. Much appreciated. I'm
tripping out. Yeah. Tripping out about that. So yeah, on this day we had, what else? DOA Ultimate was announced, which I thought, didn't that happen at a Big E event?
DOA 5 Ultimate announced?
Yeah, wasn't that announced at E's event? Like, they were there?
No, DOA 6 was.
Oh, it was 6? Yeah. Okay.
5 Ultimate was announced. 6 was announced at an NEC, because I remember NEC was always in December in that huge basement with no service.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a bunker. It's a bunker, basically. Let's see. Shovel Knight for Blade Warriors, BB Tag opening reveal, BB Tag version 1.5 release date. That's just what went on today. I mean, looking at a couple other things this week. Street Fighter X Tekken released on PC tomorrow in 2012.
Mm-hmm. Injustice 9 years ago. On the iOS and Android, available worldwide.
Yeah, the app. Yeah, the app. Art of Fighting. Originally releasing on a PS2 in Japan in 2006, May 11th. MK11 Aftermath screenshots. Raido starting to remaster the Melty Blood OST. Guilty Gear Axie Core Plus R was released on the Wii in North America in 2009. Oh my God. Street Fighter 3 Third Strike originally releasing at arcades in Japan.
That's crazy.
May 12th, 1999. Literally the same year as that damn magazine.
Mm-hmm. So I don't remember 2009. I remember they had the reload for the Wii back in like 07, 08.
Street Fighter 2 Champion Edition, originally releasing worldwide, 1992, May 13th.
Wow. SVC Chaos releasing on Xbox at AU in 2005.
Yeah.
Still, I remember when that game came out and I was just like, what is this? I didn't like it at the time either, and I didn't know how to pick the background characters.
I remember this. The Injustice 1.
Killing Joke?
Oh, the Killing Joke skin pack. Oh, it's like, the site's just dead. Damn. That sucks. They didn't even save the JPEGs. Come on, dog. GG1 Digital Port for NS, or I think they tried to say NA, PS4, PC announcement. What? Wait, what? Oh, this was 3 years ago. Wait, what? Just brought me
to
this
Twitch
page.
They were sitting mad close. Sorry, they gave me like... they were shoulder to shoulder.
This is how you be sometimes. Yeah. This is how you be sometimes.
Yeah,
man.
In 2018, not in 2020.
Yeah.
Why is he wearing One Piece? Yeah, that's Daisuke number 3.
Yo, why is his ear so far?
Why are they wearing One Piece? Because it was for Jump Force?
My man got the biggest of ears. He can hear everything. No wonder he loves music. He hears every note. All right. And let's finish this off. What else we got?
Yeah, what else?
What else we got? Ultra Street Fighter 4 pre-order costumes for Ryu, Gouken, Evil Ryu, and Kami back in 2014, May 15th.
Go look at May 15th in 1998.
1998. Oh! Clay Fighter. That game should make a return. Clay Fighter Sculptor's Cut. Originally releasing as a Blockbuster rental exclusive. Some of you guys don't even know what that means.
Yikes.
Oh! Yeah. You know how infuriating that is? You don't even know what that means.
Friday night?
Y'all don't even know about Blockbuster on a goddamn Friday night. Fire
new releases.
Yo, run up to the game. Crunch you hope bar. To God you turn back the game and there's a copy of it behind it. That was the worst feeling, is you showing up to a Blockbuster wanting to rent something and there was just no copies behind. You look through every single one.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh my god, no.
Yeah. You fell right into. Okay, so Dre hit his for those that are listening, Dre hit his keyboard so hard that the spacebar brought down the picture, brought down the website and went to a picture. And it's of Potemkin just yelling at Chip, you can't leave gaps in your attacks or else I'll grab you. Think, Chip, think.
I love that meme, actually.
That's versatile.
Yeah, it could be applied everywhere. But yeah, Injustice 2 releasing on PS4 and Xbox One in North America in 2017.
Wow.
Project Justice releasing on Dreamcast 2001 this week. Oh my god. I never
played it like that. I remember you guys were playing it, but
yeah.
So with Injustice,
I still got a copy right now.
With Injustice 2, was it when I went up to New York to get it with Boo? I think I did.
I remember you doing that. Yeah.
We drove up to New York probably 3 or 4 years ago. What's it? 4 years ago now. Today, maybe, or this week, we drove up to New York get some copies from a friend of ours who, maybe a friend or something.
I fell off a truck.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Can't do that anymore. and yeah, had the game a little early to play on. Injustice 2, though. Right? Compared to Injustice 1?
No, I think Injustice 2 was better.
Really? Oh, snap. Okay. Yeah. We'll talk about that another time.
We'll talk about that another time. We'll see if the sequel's really maybe a new little section of ours.
Oh, we never even talked about the Marvel rumors. The NRS Marvel
just rumors.
Game rumors. Yeah.
Cuz it's just rumors. Mm-hmm. Until something actually surfaces, I'm not even going to bother.
You want some concrete action.
I need at least something other than a someone said something. Cuz dog, they've said Marvel vs. Capcom 3 for like 15 years. I've seen screenshots. And no, I'm talking about 3 before 3 was a thing.
Oh,
like, I saw they have it out in Vegas and I saw Zero and Thor was in it and it's like, "Oh, here's a screenshot of it." Like, no. Until I actually hear something, I'm not going to get bamboozled again.
Okay.
What is this, some Mirage Apex shit? Like, that's just not happening. All right.
Yeah, so about this, Intel World Open.
Yeah.
Street Fighter V is finally back. I mean, we're obviously going to have the Olympics this year. Well, not obviously, but the Olympics were supposed to be last year. Every 4 years, Summer Olympics, the other two, winter. But they had to skip last year due to the pandemic. And this year, they were supposed to have. And I think that's what messed up the whole sort of scheduling of Street Fighter V. We were supposed to probably get an announcement, Street Fighter VI, yada, yada, yada. All these characters weren't supposed to come out. We were supposed to have the Intel World Open coinciding with Capcom Cup, so to speak, kind of thing. And we didn't get that. But we're going to get it this year, Intel World Open. I haven't looked into all the details of how to get into it. However,
I mean, it's an open bracket. You are able to register, I believe it is going to be this coming May 15th. Mm-hmm. Registration is scheduled to open up on the 15th. And with the only major stipulation of the Street Fighter V players need to be at least 16 years or older. So there you go. If you're 16 or older, you can compete in the practical.
It's all online, it seems, for that. Though.
All online, yeah. That's tough. You know, tournament mode was something Event Hub's kind of made a posting of it that I completely forgot about was tournament mode for Street Fighter V was supposed to be a thing. It was something that they were developing for this.
Yeah.
But looking at most likely the ops tempo and the resources that they allocated to probably all this DLC that went down, tournament probably got scrapped and we will be playing on Battle Lounge. Maybe there will be some sort of update, some competition update down the line. There's no announcement of it, but it is well within Capcom's best interest to try to make this as best as possible. So I wouldn't be surprised if they made it happen. I mean, with the sales of DLC going on, they could use that, allocate a budget to actually, you know, keep the man hours up to creating the tournament mode. But we'll see. Yeah, so you can register on the 15th, and then the open qualifiers will run for 2 weeks from the beginning of June 1st. And then the closed qualifiers will be from the 29th until the July 4th weekend, which then the regionals will happen on the 16th to the 21st. There are no, they just stated here, you're not going to be receiving Olympic medals, like official sports, even though the prize money, which is about $20,000 or $25,000 for some regions. Let me double check. $22,500 for first place. Total pool of 22. First place is getting $7,500 out of 22.5. Except for Japan and South Korea, which will be receiving 25 Gs with 8,000 respectively for first place on each. So, you know what? Get yourself a couple Gs, couple stacks. Go buy a $50 medal, put it on yourself, do a ceremony. You'll feel good. It's all right. No big deal. You'll know what went down.
You'll be like the guy chewing on the medal and he's in like last
exactly.
place.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Get the girl, get the champagne, kiss the girl, get the champagne, pour it all over yourself. You're last place. It's all good. Because it's not about that. It's about the fact that you're up there, right?
Yeah.
And we're up there. That's the beauty about it. All right. So with that, that's going to close out our randoms. And now,
yes, sir,
we're going to get into a little something.
Juicy bits.
That is very, it's very fun. I love Twitter, first of all. I don't know if I've said that enough. I love Twitter. Twitter's just amazing. First of all, the one thing
like
I
lurking
on my Twitter. I definitely post up on some things. I definitely post up on some things. I will at people. Not like that.
You know what? I did see you, quote tweet something. Yeah.
What I quote tweet?
Or you didn't quote tweet. You just responded like with eyes like, oh, okay. So what we're going to talk about. I don't know if you're talking about.
Oh, maybe I did. Yeah. So first of all, I want to make sure nobody here gets distracted. So on Twitter, you know, with all the FGC folks that I follow, two things is going to happen. One, you're either going to get a whole lot of anime titties on your timeline. It's just what happens. Or two, you get some real juicy bits that tend to come out. The drama will show up. I want to be perfectly clear. I do not usually run Twitter on light mode. I'm usually a dark mode kind of guy. I don't know why I can't find it now. That's really my my tidbit here. So no one judge me for having Twitter on regular light mode. I usually like to go dark mode.
Lucky listeners don't get to get your eyes blinded by his bright mode
you don't
Twitter.
Have to worry about it. So this came across the list and I thought it was too damn good because it's a nice look back. So Pat7286, go follow him on Twitter. As someone posted up, actually, this originally came from someone called Double A at Big2XA said, when is the FGC scam iceberg video? Pat sat down. So icebergs, funny enough, I've been on an iceberg binge over the past month. Icebergs are basically different layers or different levels of useless knowledge of something. I don't say useless, but it's just knowledge of a particular thing. It could be YouTube content. It could be lore for a game.
Roller coasters.
Roller coasters, all that. The lower you go, the more it's like very, very minute obscure details. Only some very obscure things that people might just not be aware of. The higher you are, the more common knowledge it really is. Someone went and made the FGC scam iceberg, and we're going to go down the list together. Not in its entirety, but like we're going to pick out the things that really like some people might not be aware of, or the ones that just made us laugh that stuck out in those layers. Funny enough, some of these things we've been a part of, experienced, or still experience it in some way, shape, or form today.
Explain. So top is most most seen?
Common.
Would you say?
Yeah, most it's common? More common. It gets more uncommon as we go down the line.
Okay.
All right. So, you know, all right. So put it in perspective. Layer one right now of scams.
Oh, scams.
Very
okay,
first
yeah.
one.
Yeah,
this is all scams. Remember, these are things that you got scammed on in the FGC.
Yeah.
Top left, very first one. You're reading left to right, top to bottom.
Okay.
Empire Arcadia.
Yikes.
It's pretty well-known knowledge, right? Like, you know, about that team, the antics, the stories, the lore, the legend. There's really not much you have to say. But then it gets into, you know, some of the other ones, some people might not be sure. Like, the 1X bet was very recent, right? The whole... Bandai, Namco, and NRS, parting word. That was literally a week or so ago. Brutal Democracy, like, that one rings a bell. I just can't remember.
You don't remember what that is? That is
I can't remember why.
Those were the ones that were, they had a sort of like a group, and they were just posting some sort of backwards kind of stuff. Oh, they were the pyramid scheme that was... Brian Effer tweeted about the pyramid scheme where you had to pay to be like good or whatever.
You had to pay to be part of it and stuff too. Yes, I remember now. Yeah, okay. They're not a thing anymore. MVCI Collector's Edition. Yeah, the Easter eggs. Right?
I didn't even see that there.
Easter eggs, dog. For those that don't know, the MVCI That's Collector's funny. Edition, when we were getting hyped for it, it looked great, right? The Affinity Stones looked like fire. Everything looked sick. When the actual product, it was... quite literally a bunch of Easter eggs in a box. And somebody, it was not worth the money whatsoever.
If you know who Jackoman is, right? Jackoman, he's a prominent MVCI player and bracket runner. And on Easter, he whipped them out.
I see them. I see them every once in a while in some video game shop, like MVCI Collector's Edition. I'm just like, wow, they are terrible. Like, it just does not age well.
No.
BXG, you know, the beach,
Beach.
Like, the beach. There's not really much else needs to be said about that one. A95.
What is that?
That's a throwback.
Explain that to me.
A95 was back in the day.
Yes.
Very early Twitch as well. Canada Cup had a ad-free viewing experience that you had to pay. $8.95 to get ad-free.
Yeah.
You paid $8.95, and guess what? You still got ads.
Wow.
Complete scam. It did nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. Get hit with that A95, kid. Like, that sucked. Credit card fraud. This one, I want to say, pertains to, oh my God, it's Andre.
Yep.
Who was a prominent player in the scene, got caught up with some real dumbass decisions, and there's hella stories and hella lore behind it. But the dude went, I think he went to jail for credit card fraud. I mean, he was arrested for it. I don't know what went on from it, but.
He's out.
Yeah. Very much scam. Evo GoFundMes, that happens every year.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Fund me to go to Evo.
And you know what's funny? That's before GoFundMe was even a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It was crowdfunding me to send me to Evo, right? Like, be my sponsor, guys. Esports certificates. I don't know too much about it. It's just reading that kind of says it all. Esports certificates. It's like, all right, get that shit out of my face.
Or certification of eSporty.
Yeah. Evo Moment 37 NFT.
That's got to be very recent.
That's like,
I think 1x bet is the most recent, but NFT Evo Moment
NFT
37?
Evo 37, yeah, absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Crypto. Okay,
Dead or Alive 6 DLC. I actually don't know what the scam is there. What's the scam there? Is it just costumes? It's
probably because it costs like so much money to. Oh, remember it was like $80, $80 on top of the game. Remember?
Was that
yeah,
what it
for
was
the DLC?
Okay.
For a certain a particular rare costume.
Okay. All right, looks like we're going to be going down the list of all this. So Stadia ports. Yeah, Stadia ports. Like, the one game you can't, you should never play fighting games, honestly. I don't know how Power Rangers Battle for the Grid works.
Right, I was going
to
say.
To be honest.
Same.
But, like, Stadia ports are just not a good look, especially for fighting games. You might get away with other games, but when you're talking by the frames, it needs to run perfectly, and you're talking running on a network, nah. SFXT. Street Fighter X Tekken on disc DLC. I remember this going down, and I was like, damn, they really got us. For those that aren't aware, Street Fighter X Tekken had a lot of DLC in there, and when it was finally available, when you actually had to download it from the marketplace, it was only a couple of kilobits. It wasn't an actual, like, you weren't downloading files. The files were already on the disc, meaning they were complete. meaning this was content that did not need to be DLC. Yet they locked it behind a paywall. Data miners slash modders very early on in the scene found out you were able to unlock, and they were like, holy shit, this was already here. They're already playable. Your Cody's, your guys.
Blanca, I remember specifically.
Your Blanca's, like, Christy, everyone that was
Sakura.
Jury. No, Jury was not one of those. Yeah, but Christy was.
Sakura.
They were all in there. They were just locked behind a couple lines of code to unlock them. It was extremely a scam. All right, we're here at layer two now. Lending anyone money, I'm going to assume this is Flash Metroid. $7,000, you know, owing to someone.
Dre.
Flash Detroit.
DOA 6 Season Pass 4 is $90.
Oof. Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah.
That is rough.
Season Pass 3, $80.
Revelations.
I think that was what that was.
That was a one and done event. I believe they didn't pay people out. And
It was LA's first major or something like that.
It was either LA or it was in Texas. I know it sounds really weird, but it was either or. I just remember, I don't believe people got paid out. That's, I think, the biggest thing. Like, they just, it was a bad event. It was actually another layer. There's something else about that event that's ringing a bell. I just can't think of it. But yeah, it was terrible. All collectors edition. Yeah, that's to whoever. You know, that's really subjective. ESGN. Is that the Esports Gaming Network? Is that what that was? That probably. One actually is kind of already obscuring me.
Yeah. Jill and Shuma. Oh my
Jill
God.
And Shuma. Jill and Shuma from Marvel 3.
Yeah. What disappointing DLC.
A, disappointing. B, you obviously had to get it. I think you couldn't pass over the DLC or transfer it. And then C, I think you couldn't get them after a while. Like, they were pulled.
Right.
I believe. Right.
They're not, like, pulled now on the iterations that are out now.
No.
But for Xbox before, and for PS4, time, PS3.
They were out. Yeah. They were off for a minute too. Yeah. A
long time.
I remember that.
And it was very disappointing because it's like, yeah, DLC and literally two characters. And the costumes. Like, you get the costumes for characters, yeah, but it was only one.
Some of the yeah.
And some people would say, oh, because there was the tsunami that happened between 2010, 2011 from Marvel Vanilla to Marvel Infinite or Marvel whatever, they decided to not make them DLC and just put Ultimate Marvel 3 as the characters. Who knows? Dream Raffles.
I don't know.
That was F-Champ, no? You don't know what that
I don't
was?
Know about that one.
So there were a lot of Stream Raffles happening where they would win like a stick during a tournament, and because they won a tournament, they would win a stick and then they would raffle it off and make a bunch of money on Twitch.
Oh,
and that wasn't allowed.
Yeah,
apparently, it's right. Like gambling of some sort.
Gotcha.
Uh-huh.
Playing low tiers.
Ouch. That's a definite scam. So good for him putting that in there. That's funny.
Street Fighter V fight money. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit of a scam. Season's Beatings Guilty Gear. I don't know what went down there.
That's funny.
I don't know what went down in Season's Beatings Guilty Gear, to be honest.
Season's Beatings Guilty Gear? I don't know that either.
That one's kind of obscure even to me.
Yeah.
Anything involving cryptocurrency.
Ouch.
Shout out to Canada Cup.
Timer scam.
Timer scams.
That's got to be a Smash thing. Like, it's got to be Smash
thing or a Street Fighter X Tekken, because did we have timeouts in that game?
Yeah.
Box.
And you know what? Hold up. In early Marvel vs. Capcom, we had a lot of timer scams because we didn't know how to play the game.
Yeah.
And Sentinel's
Box. Home. I think Box, that's a controller, right?
Box is the guys. Remember, who was on Box? I think it was JB. JB was on Box.
Okay.
But I don't remember if they got scammed or anything, if they were bad or good or whatever it was. I don't know. That's like another one.
Some of these reach broken DLC characters. I want to assume this is NRS.
NRS
had
MKX.
Had an incredible. MKX on Injustice.
Freaking Tanya's the best example.
Tanya ultimate example.
Yeah. It's like, let's nerf one character and her what is it? The variation. Let's nerf this variation. The second variation was even worse. And then nobody knew it.
Just, so you should have had just that left one it
player.
Alone.
You could have had the one player with the second variation, like, I'm not using that one, I'm using this one.
Yeah.
But that shows you how a lot of NRS is just like monkey see, monkey do. It's
You got to carve your path, man. Carve your path. It's funny, though.
It's interesting.
Tom Brady, Uber receipts.
Yep, NEC 2019. Hilarious.
Woof. This was the gift that kept on giving.
Photoshop.
Bro, I couldn't have the popcorn closer to my face. I was just like, I'm eating it up. I'm like, damn, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Devastation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's another tournament.
Another tourney. All right. Now we're up on layer three, man. We're about halfway there.
All right, let's get there. Come on, let's do this.
Gamer Gauntlet.
What is Gamer Gauntlet? Is that the glove?
It rings a bell.
Does that go with Empire Arcadia?
I don't know. I actually don't know. Subs only chat. Yeah. I mean, is that a scam? I don't know. Smash and Splash. That was another really bad event.
Is that like a pool thing?
No, it was just a bad event. Daigle's Book Scalping. I remember this. This is hilarious.
Wow.
Motherfuckers, I would go out
that was 2017?
And buy the book and then like try to sell. I think also Guilty was... guilty of this. Remember, I think she went out and got it autographed and then was then selling it or had a copy or two and then selling it off at way more.
At least give it 50 years, you know?
Right. Working a 9-to-5, only a sucker does that. Everybody knows it.
That's a scam.
only a sucker works a 9-to-5, dog.
Yeah, we work 9-to-6. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah,
I work 3-to-11. Ooh, no.
I don't know when I work. I don't know if I ever stop working. Probably your sponsor. I don't know.
Yikes. It depends.
That's rough.
Yeah.
Some sponsors do care. Some sponsors do care.
I applied to be on a team. Is that a sponsor? I don't know.
Evo, 8 a.m. UMBC pools.
Yikes. Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely a scam. that's 100%. Because they want you to be late. They're like, we don't care about this game.
Yeah.
You're all playing at 8 a.m. UMBC 3, because we know you guys are staying up late playing the game.
Razor Sticks.
Oh, sheesh. Oh,
speaking of sticks, Evo. Shout outs to Shen. I think it was Shen.
Shen had one. Yeah. It was given issues.
No, it was Tokyo.
But it was Tokido Momochi.
Versus nope. Momochi or
Momochi
Bonchan?
Versus. No. Momochi versus GamerBee, Evo 2015.
Yes. Thank you. Yep. Yes. And the Razor Stick straight up. Fucking gave out.
Yep.
On the biggest stage and one of the biggest matches.
And on the winning side of GamerBee. And GamerBee lost the last round, last match of it.
Yeah, that was rough.
And it wasn't GamerBee stick. It was Momochi stick. And it took him right out of the momentum, out
of the zone. Yep.
And me that being
was,
the idiot.
I remember watching that and I was like, that sucks.
Me
that
being the idiot. I saw it there live. I was so sad. But me being the idiot, the couple years later, when I saw GamerBee, I'm like, yeah, man, I was rooting. And what's funny is I said on the podcast the day before I went to like tournaments, I was like, here's a starter pack for tournaments. Never bring up a loss to a gamer, to a guy that you a like. Player. I did it.
Fucking idiot.
I said, yeah, I've been rooting for you,
I remember
man.
You saying this.
Yeah, and I was like,
I remember you telling like, this.
Oh, God, I said that. And then I kind of fixed it with like, man, yeah, I've been following you since like since Season's Beatings back in 2009-ish or 8-ish or 10. He's like, man, I really appreciate that. And I'm like, thank God I saved it. But he says it's my curse. And I was like, oh my God, it's his curse. God, it's a curse on him. I just brought back a curse.
You're the worst.
Bad story.
One-way Paris flights. Another Empire Arcadia.
Wow, that was an actual thing?
Yeah, that's an Empire Arcadia incident there. Shout out to Dominion. I think it was his birthday recently, too. SBO 2012 Outdoor Edition. I'm not so sure about that. I don't know if there was a venue issue.
SBO.
But 2012? It's SBO's. Yeah, Super Which Battle Opera 2012. Super Battle Opera.
I don't remember. I remember the names. I never watched them.
Yeah, because they always came up at like weird times for us. $4 Frame Data DLC. Shout outs to Tekken for that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, real quick to forget, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Convention Center Internet, always a scam. Always a scam. Get yourself a fucking Wi-Fi hotspot. Don't even sweat it. PDP Afterglow Pads. Oh,
Fanatic.
Oh, damn.
Fanatic's probably just about to burst into my room and say, hey, get yourself PDP.
Yeah.
The afterglow.
My man was a shill 100%. He chased that paper. I cannot blame the hustle.
Yeah.
Venue Water.
Evo.
Also a scam.
Mm-hmm.
$8 for
I think it was EVO 2019 where you had people in the line for one fountain of water.
Yeah. Crazy. I remember. I was there.
So dumb. No. You were there at that one? Well, they did it the following year then at that one that you went to. And they did it the following year. It's ridiculous.
I think it was 18 as well. No, because 18 was EVO Japan. I went to EVO 19, yeah.
Yeah.
After that.
No, you went to 18. 19 was the second to last. Doesn't matter. What's next? The next layer.
Planet Zero SBO qualifiers.
I don't know what that is.
I think this was the one where there were two. No, I'm thinking of SBO, the Street Fighter 4 one. I don't know which one. I don't know what happened with Planet Zero. Silent Buttons.
I don't think they're a scam. My friend has them for the, what's it called? My friend uses them for DOA.
Kronos adapters. I remember these things.
Wow. Yeah.
Garbaggio. This is before Brooks really came in and just slayed the market.
These, right? Not the green.
No. Those are Brooks. Kronos. That's a Brooks. Yeah. Kronos, A, would destroy USB ports, and B, had latency issues. So it actually would eat your inputs and it would make you play worse. But they were cheap, right? They were cheap converters. That's the big thing that people enjoyed them for. City of Asuna permits.
Azusa?
RIP Super Azusa. Uh-huh. RIP Super Arcade. This was the city that they were trying to go to. And if you hadn't seen it, it was live stream when Watson actually was trying to get the permits. And he live streamed them being in front of the city to get them to do it and stuff. Like they were horrible. They're one of the reasons why Super Arcade just never happened. VVV Gaming.
Don't know that
rings a bell once again. I think they were mostly Smash, I believe. I believe. I have to double check, but the name definitely rings a bell. Pot splitting. You gonna play those games? Ain't nobody getting fucking paid. Third place. He's gonna get this money. I'm gonna take it right here, right out in front of you, stream.
Shout out to
Frost. I think that was Frosty Faustings.
Oh, maybe. I remember it happened at
Frosty Faustings
at Team Spooky, where it was.
Well, I remember when he did it. It was Chris G and Pierre Barlog, I think. Or Sanford. It was one of the two.
Chris G and maybe Rico.
Yeah, it was one of the two. That one, you guys don't fucking collude. Whoop.
Yep.
Pulled the plug. Didn't give a fuck. But the one I'm thinking about, I believe it was Frosty Faustings, or it was like a qualifier into it. It was Blaze Blue. It was two brothers, and they were playing for first and second, and they were just not playing, and the TO was just like, oh yeah, you won't play like that. He literally took the money, brought it out in front of the stream, like, I'm giving it the third place because they fucking played their heart out. My man put the foot down. I respect it. It's real.
Yeah.
Pot splitting is always a scam.
Yeah.
Beat Sprite Medallions. Shout outs to DCB.
That's actual work. It is work.
It's definitely a fad that has kind of, I think, gone down a bit, but it was heavy.
Yep.
Mid-2010s, like, everybody had them chains everywhere.
Yeah, and the only issue, like, his was, like, legit, the characters the right sprites. Like, some of the other ones just looked, not from him, but from other people, just looked not amazing. Like, I'm not taking away, if you're good at it and doing it, but he's been doing it well, he sees all the I just see other ones, and I'm just like, they're not the same. However, I think what they mean by medallions is, like, let's say I went to Defender North, I think 2014, and they had some made, but it was made by him, made by DCB, but it was like for the tournament, and like they were all like sold out after like 100 were given away. So everybody kept asking, "Yo, y'all got any more of the beat? Y'all got any more of the beat?" And it's like,
Studio Traffic, don't know that one.
I don't know.
Cross counter training,
yikes!
It's pretty hilarious. It's pretty hilarious. You paid for that? That's crazy. That's crazy. Ninth place. Yeah, ninth place is a scam.
Ouch.
Tier list, are they a scam? Yeah, they're kind of a scam. SBO 2011 Street Fighter 4 team tournament, where they had 33 teams and there were 32 spots, and then they had the qualifying teams play for the spot. I'm not joking. This is a thing that happened. Game with two M's. Don't know that one. Darkstalkers are not dead. The irony in that sentence. The irony of that sentence is ridiculous because they were definitely dead. If we only bought enough digital releases of Darkstalkers, guys,
I didn't buy it. Darkstalkers
would not be bad. Yeah, I didn't buy it either. I pirated it. Sorry, dog. it was during my modding days. What can I do, man? I could just download it.
I mean, they had success with Street Fighter 3 online. There was success with Resident Evil coming out online and stuff. And Marvel versus Capcom 2 coming out online.
It's like,
they're like, why not Darkstalkers?
Yeah, they gauged it with that. Unfortunately, it did not sell. So Darkstalkers did stay dead. Lord Raptor should have never gotten out of that graveyard. All right, we're hitting the bottom piece. This is the end, the bottom abyss of the FGC scam iceberg. Number one, streaming.
This is the most savage.
the bottom gets pretty rough.
Ouch.
Streaming. Is that a scam? I guess.
Well, think about it. You spend a bunch of money getting a computer, and then you start streaming, and you get one viewer a day.
Mm-hmm.
Story of my life. No.
Story of your life.
I can't see you move anymore. You're frozen, but that's cool. And then venue fees. Venue fees.
venue fee is $50. Playing the tournament is $50.
Oh,
or playing the tournament is like $60.
Or show
venue fees. Oh, that's rough. Seating. Yep. Seating is a scam.
I used to be like gung-ho about, I hate seating. Every time I enter, it's like I beat the first guy. Second guy is always some dude who enters late and he's like the best in the game. Freaking that happened. That happened at Biggie events where I'll be like, I'll show up, I'll play Marvel, I beat the first guy, second guy's yipes. I'm like, he just entered today, didn't he? He wasn't in my bracket before. And I'm just like, Bionic? And I'm like, come on, man, I'm just already
As a TO, yeah, man, you gotta, I try to look out for it. You know, I try not to have teams kill each other, but it's like, bro, if you guys are in the middle of the pack, like,
at a local, like, there's not much I can do. You can't do much at a local. You gotta be ready for anybody. Anybody at any tournament, but yeah, you can see your pool and then your pool just gets disrupted. So next one is deodorant.
I don't know. I don't think deodorant's a scam. I think you should probably put some deodorant if you're going to events. Desync in your pad. That's a fucking scam. That's a scam and a half. That's why when your homie plays on the setup, you got to play that setup then. But yo. Just if you see me losing, like, press the button.
You see a dude doing the infinite to take off.
Yo, whose pad is that? Who was here before? Then you got to start tracking him down and be like, yo, my shit's off. What are you talking about, dog?
Or you see the one guy just doing the infinite to desync all the last Bluetooths.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The infinite.
Yeah,
for days. When there's like 50 pads. They should really have a desync all. Like,
yeah.
I don't know why they never did that. Esports.
Esports
is a scam. Esports. Esports is paying the bills right now. I don't know what you guys want.
True.
Ethernet cables. Those are a scam.
Yeah. I feel like this bottom part is definitely like for those that have never done it before. Like, these are scams. So, for instance, deodorant. Yeah. Deodorant is a scam.
Ethernet cables is a scam.
Ethernet cables is a scam. Early bird registration. I just use my Wi-Fi.
Okay, early bird registration is kind of funny because in some aspects I feel like they're a scam because, like, sure, are you saving $5? Maybe, but then it's like I'm only saving $5 and I'm committing to the event now, like,
or
I don't know how many months of that. And early bird's only like a week long.
Oh, my favorite.
I'm not saying that's how all events
is. It's a week long and it's like 6 months.
It's the next 2 hours, go.
Yeah. And it's like, damn, if you just wanted to charge 45, just let me know 45 ahead of time. Like, it was always like every month it goes up $10. Better hurry up.
Oh, God. Yeah, I hated that.
That's why I'm saving money.
You gotta
make sure that the next one is motion inputs.
Motion inputs.
Oh, God. Motion inputs are
cheating. That's a hitbox player talking right there.
No, it's more like that dude that got mad at that that robot game. What is it?
Rising Thunder.
Yes.
Yeah. Motion inputs are a scam. Go play Rising Thunder. Or Project L when that drops. So that's going to be similar.
Man, this next one's good.
Arcades. The last one. Is a scam. Arcades.
You know, because they'll say, oh, yeah, you used to play this in the old days in the arcade. Or that type of talk. Or even like being at the arcades and then somebody says, man, I can't play on this. I can't play on this pad.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or the fact that you have to pay a lot of money, you know, to get good at arcades, right? Is that a scam?
Right. Or you get punched in the face for throwing somebody.
Yeah. Get thrown out. Might get stabbed. Who knows? It was real back then.
Wasn't that anyway, a story?
I think so. But so with that, that does it. That is the FGC scam Iceberg V1. I think there's a version 2 coming, funny enough, because there's like the
it's Twitter every week, man.
The Twitter what is it called, responses have been pretty good. Shout outs to Pat7286 for putting it together once again. You guys can go check them out on Twitter. Go see the actual Iceberg yourself. Go take a peek as to where you stand. I thought it was hilarious. Some of those really hit home. Some of them were banging. Some of them were like, maybe I have to go find it out. But it's just hilarious to look back and be like, wow, that's legit though. Like it's there's no two ways about it.
Legitness.
That legitness. But what's legit is that you guys are done for the day, man. This is it. We're done. This is the end of the show. We appreciate you guys for hanging out for another episode of Double Tap, of course. Make sure to follow the show at Double Tap FGC. You can follow me at #VS on Twitter right there. You can follow Static Gorilla at Static Gorilla on Twitter. And on Twitch, she's going to be playing some Resident Evil 8, of course.
See.
Capcom boys, rejoice. Overall, pretty good. We'll do some sort of minor spoiler-free talk on the next episode if you get done there. Regardless, Guilty Gear is happening this week, which means I'm going to be talking a whole lot about it next show. So you know what? We're going to have our Eno impressions, our Anji impressions on deck, of course, the adjustments. So if you're looking into some Guilty Gear news, be ready for the next episode because it's going to be full of that. In the meantime, make sure to follow Mash those buttons at the Mash Network. Come talk to us on Discord. We have a Discord, of course. You can go and join at mash.gg/discord. We're on the little Double Tap section. By the way, Dr. Doobie, shout outs to you. I did get my cross up, son. It is right over here. It is chilling like a villain. I'm using it in some cases. It's helping me with my Tiger Knee Hosanchos with biking. Give me that 50-50. It's pretty cool. It's very weird, but still pretty cool. It's been a while since I had a stick that actually had micro switches in it, because I've had a silent magenta stick the whole time. But the cross up,
scam.
Pretty solid.
No, I'm kidding.
Piece. This is a scam.
No, I meant the silent right buttons. The silent.
This is a scam. No, the cross up is a scam. So yeah, make sure to join us at Discord, mash.gg/Discord on Double Tap. You can check out events that we got that we're looking into, also articles and possible subjects that we want to talk about and, you know, on the show here. Make sure to go join us there. Talk about several other degenerate people that want to talk about the Iceberg, of course. Maybe we'll post it up in there so you guys can check that out. And when we do things like the community question, get involved. We'll hear your answers. We want to hear your opinions out there. What do you guys think of the Iceberg? We'll post it up on the Discord. I want to hear your thoughts on it. Maybe you have some lore questions, but if, you know, in the meantime, make sure to go check us out there. You guys can support the show by sharing it, liking it, tagging anyone that, you know, we might be talking about here. Maybe they want to get involved. Maybe because we talk shit about them. That's cool. You can tag them so we can get them on the show. We can talk shit to them, to their face, like this, like real men, through a camera on the internet. Or by listening. Yeah, one or the other. Make sure to support us there. Reviewing the show, rating and reviewing the show also helps a whole lot. Lets us know what we're doing right so we can keep doing it. And what we're doing wrong so we can come back, learn to match up, hit the lab, and make it better. In the meantime, guys, stay tuned after the show for what else we got going on here on MTB. Until next week, until next week's episode of Fun-Filled Guilty Gear, I'm Dre, that's Static G. We'll call it a night. You guys have a good night. Later.
Thanks for listening to a Mash Those Buttons production. If you enjoyed the show, you should check out mashthosebuttons.com and see if any of our other shows might interest you. All of our shows are available on your podcast platform of choice like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more. If you enjoy our content, you can help support Mash Those Buttons by becoming a patron at patreon.com/mashthosebuttons, where you can receive Patreon bonuses for as little as $1 a month. You can connect with Mash Those Buttons at twitter.com/TheMashNetwork, facebook.com/MashThoseButtons, or join our Discord at mash.gg/Discord.